So Experiment 2, like, from my mind, has this error in its emotion rating scale, in where it blends different clusters of emotion. So it asks people, how much do you experience pride and accomplishment as a combined item? For instance, anger, hostility, and disgust are a combined item. Happiness and joy are a combined item. And so one of the concerns we have as we're thinking about this, as we're thinking about some of the weaknesses of that experiment, are that these combinations do not, they sort of paper over some of the variation in emotions. So for this particular study, what we do is we ask those again, because our stimuli, remember, our experiment two participants made ratings based on those clusters of emotion. But then we also ask our participants to do those clusters, but also do the individual items. And then the whole idea is to see if the results differ if you look at the clusters versus you look at the individual items. And we find similar effects when you take out and combine and use the combine. From that perspective, I think we felt a little bit better about our original choices, but we wouldn't have felt better about our original choice unless we had done that, unless we had tried to decompose the emotion scale. So there's a larger problem in the emotion literature where people come up with their own scales all the time. So I think this particular set of 23 discrete emotions is a sort of a representative of that challenge. So I think, I don't know where this list comes from. We were kind of beholden to using it because the teasing experiment from that time in 2008 used this scale. So we had to use this scale again. And then you can see throughout our studies, the scales change a bit. In part, that was us sort of learning as we were going, how we were like, gosh, I'm not sure we're being systematic about the emotion scales we're using. And so we need to do some work. So you can see as we go throughout, we're kind of doing some work to see if the ways in which we're asking questions is creating some bias in our results.